and gave the Winter Community a wonderful concert that we loved so much we invited her back to share those talents with you. She's a classical guitarist who lives in Seattle and, among other things, teaches at Pacific Lutheran University. So I invite you to settle back and enjoy a kind of music that is rarely heard and very beautiful. And with that, I'll give the microphone to Elizabeth Brown.
Tonight, I will bringing you a program of music from Spain and Latin America, where the guitar is definitely at home. And I'll be starting off with a dance from Paraguay by Agustin Barrios, written about 100 years ago. As I mentioned, that was a dance from Paraguay. And I would like to move over back to Spain. That piece you just heard was written probably about 100 years ago, and it's really the earliest honest-to-goodness classical guitar Latin American music that we have. There are some things earlier that may have been sort of Spanish imports. So I'm going to go back a little bit further into Spain, which is definitely was a large influence in the music of Latin America, and bring you two short pieces by a man named José Ferrer, who is writing around 1850. A Siciliana, which is sort of a gentle 6/8 swinging sort of thing, and then a waltz, of course called a valse because it was in Spain. I also want to mention, you may or may not have noticed, that it's kind of a funny looking guitar that I'm playing. This is actually a copy of a 19th century guitar. So it's a little bit smaller, a little shorter, but especially the body in particular is smaller. The construction that they had at that time didn't allow it to get this piece of wood here to be as large as it is now, which maybe makes it slightly quieter, but it definitely makes it sort of a lighter, sprightlier instrument, maybe not quite as rich and full as the later instruments, and it fits this music quite well. So I'll be playing two pieces, a Siciliana and a valse, after I tune some. Thank you.
have the big one.
It does look a little noticeably bigger when you see them in contrast. So those last couple of pieces, nice standard classical period pieces, are probably the sorts of things you're used to hearing in terms of classical music, maybe not on the guitar, since it's not quite as well known as some other instruments as a classical instrument. But as we move into the 20th century, some of the lines between classical music and other sorts blurs a little more, and I think particularly in guitar music of Latin America, the guitar is such a rich tradition there, and it's really part of everyday life. Basically, the only difference between the classical stuff and the others is that the classical's all written down. And you'll probably hear that in the next pieces that I'm going to play. There are actually three waltzes. We just heard this old Spanish waltz. And we're now going to hear some Venezuelan waltzes by a man by the name of Antonio Larro, born in 1917, and he died sometime in the late 80s. So as far as classical music goes, fairly recent. And this guy wrote quite a lot of guitar music. He played guitar and performed on guitar and wrote roughly of those pieces, 100 of them were waltzes. That was just his thing. They weren't really to dance to, but he just liked that sort of 3-4. And I think it will come across to you as fairly different than the waltz that you just heard. Some ways a little bit peppier, also likes to play with the timing a little bit, spice it up a little bit. But it also likes to have a little bit of a lilt to it. So I'll be playing three. The last one is just kind of nameless, Venezuelan waltz. But the first two have sort of special names and they go together. The first one is El Negrito, which means little dark-haired one, and it was written for his son, his youngest son. And then the second one is La Gatica, which is the young female cat. And these two appear together, and it's thought that they're sort of his domestic ones.
Thank you.
took me on a 9-mile hike today, so I made him run around tonight. So far, unless there's a fairly serious guitarist in the audience, you probably have not heard of any of the composers. There is a slight chance, though, that you will have heard of the next one, Heitor Villa-Lobos, probably Brazil's most famous composer. And he wrote for guitar, cello, orchestra, choir, everything, unlike most of the other guitar composers who were pretty much just guitarists and wrote for the guitar. And he's well known for good reason. He wrote quite a number of wonderful pieces that guitarists are quite grateful for. The first piece I'll be playing by him, I'll be playing two. The first one is Prelude No. 1, which seems like a good place to start. And it has a subtitle of Homage to the Peasant or to the Farmer, although there's no, we don't think it's an actual folk tune, but he's trying to sort of evoke that feeling. And then the second piece is Etude No. 11, which is sort of infamous among guitarists. It's a kind of a tricky piece, and to my mind fits into a very special category of music that I call, with music like this, who needs therapy? I, for one, have gotten out a goodly amount of energy, shall we say, frustration in working on this piece, and it's just a wonderful piece, very idiomatic to the guitars. So Prelude No. 1 and then the Etude No. 11.
Thank you.
I'd like to return to Spain briefly with a piece by Francisco Tarragán, who's fairly well known among guitarists. And he's sometimes called the Chopin of the guitar, which might be a little bit of an overstatement, but he did write roughly at the same time as Chopin, the late Romantic period, sort of very late 19th century. And like Chopin, wrote very idiomatically for the instrument so that it really fit the instrument, and also with a very strong sense of national style. So this comes across as very Spanish sounding. The piece is called Capriccio Arabe. Capriccio being sort of a type of music, also known as a caprice, fairly lively, and then Arabe, so Arabic, Arabic Capriccio. And then again, he's sort of pulling on the national style because of the Arabic background and influences in Spain. I'd like to play two pieces for you by one of my favorite composers, Leo Brouwer, who is actually still alive, which is quite something for a classical composer. Thank you, I appreciate that. it's actually rather unique that you're only hearing about 100 in the most recent 150 years at a classical concert. Leo Brouwer is an Afro-Cuban composer and guitarist. He started off doing a fair amount of touring, and he wrote pieces, but he was also playing a lot. And then we're all kind of grateful. While he was on tour, he ended up breaking a finger and kind of had to keep going. So he picked and chose pieces where he could kind of do this odd technique where he didn't use this finger. Then when he got home and tried to get that finger to work again, he had quite a problem. And so he ended up canceling a bunch of concerts and staying home and muttering about the house and writing a whole bunch of music and realizing, aha, maybe this is my calling. He's actually gone on to write for much more than the guitar and is in fact the head of the symphony in Cuba, which is quite something to let a guitar player lead the symphony. he's written quite a number of very serious pieces. However, I'm going to play for you two not-so-serious pieces. One of his side interests is sort of the folk music of Cuba and Latin America in general, trying to keep that alive and doing research. And these are two of his settings of kind of popular or more folk tunes. The first is Canción de Cuna, which is cradle song. It's a lullaby, lovely Afro-Cuban lullaby. And then the second, not a lullaby at all, is Danza del Altiplano, or the Dance of the Plains, and it's indigenous Indian music from the Andes. was sort of the end of my formal program. I thought it might be nice to end with something short and sweet. If we're doing a program of Spanish and Latin American music, there ought to be a little bit of flamenco, which I don't do in any real sense. You need a singer, and you need a dancer, and you need a clapper, and you need guitarists, and you need to not know what you're going to play ahead of time, or too much, and I do. So, but mostly. So this is a little Malagueña.